Thank you, Greg. At this time, I'd like to call on Vladek Kranovich, who is president, North American Fuzzy Information Processing Society, which we call NAFIPS, and he's also professor of computer science, University of Texas.
Thank you very much for the introduction, and it's great to be here. So let me say a few words. We have annual conference of the North American Fuzzy Information Processing Society, and this year we decided to make it part of this big Wiener Congress. You may not everybody may be familiar what is the relation. Actually, Professor Lotfizadeh, who is the author and the father of fuzzy logic, he worked a lot on Wiener stuff. He was doing a lot of analog reasoning, and that was the reason why he came up with the concept of fuzzy logic, because at that time there was a kind of controversy, I'm not afraid of this word, between people who were doing analog things like Wiener and people who were doing digital things following logic. And since Lotfizadeh was doing his work, he had the textbook written, which was very popular at that time and still popular, on linear systems, and was doing a lot of things on control, he realized that a lot of things can be made much easier and much more adequate if we add continuity to the logic. And he came up with the idea of fuzzy logic, where instead of just saying that something is true or false, you take into account the degree of confidence in different statement. And so we feel that this is kind of helped to bring this, what used to be the controversy, into actually a merger, and now whatever you call it, cybernetics, informatics, whatever it is the joint field where both discrete and continuous things apply. So please attend. The whole purpose is to mix and match. So please, if you are not familiar with the FISE, please attend our talks. We'll try to attend the talks which are not related to FISE. And there will be a general meeting on Wednesday, right before the banquet, instead of just going home, kind of going to the hotel room. Please come, there will be a general meeting. The general meeting, we vote for the new ideas, we vote for the new members of the board. We will hear announcements about the next conferences, and everybody who is here is automatically a member of NAFIPS. So you can add this to your resume that you are all now members of North American Fuzzy Information Processing Society. So I want to also greet you. Well, it so happened, I am the president. William Melick will be the president right after this conference. He couldn't attend. He was the one who participated the most. As usually, I am the lame duck president. So the president for the next 3 days. He was the one who is doing all the work. Unfortunately, he had to go on family things. But I also want to welcome you on part of IEEE Systems Man and Cybernetics Society. So this is the society which the very word cybernetics means that definitely this is a society that continues to do all the work that initiated by Norbert Wiener and by others. And please kind of participate in the activities. This is a conference sponsored by IEEE Systems Man and Cybernetics Society. And actually, a lot of FISE research is also sponsored by the society. And usually, our NAFIPS conferences are sponsored by the society. So this is like an umbrella organization that includes a lot of research, a lot of things that are going here. And if I have one more minute. Okay. As a person originally from Russia, I'm very happy to be here, because Russia has a very special relation with Road 128 and with Wiener. In Stalin's time, Stalin, as you may have heard, was a dictator in Russia at that time. He, at the end of his life, he decided that he knows a lot about science, so he decided that genetics is the wrong science, then cybernetics, he called it a whore of imperialism. Luckily, after he died and Khrushchev came to power, cybernetics became very popular. Wiener's books were published in hundreds of thousands of copies. There was a journal, Cybernetics, and everything. And when Khrushchev came here, most Americans remember Khrushchev came and said, "We will bury you." But in reality, he loved everything here. And he especially loved the area around Road 128. And when he came back, he got a meeting of the Central Committee and he said, "We need to build something like that, where the scientists can work on their research, where the squirrels will just go from one tree to another." And so they had an area in Novosibirsk, in Akademgorodok, where I happened to get my PhD, which everybody knew was patterned after Road 128 with the houses and everything. So to see the original, it's very exciting. It's very interesting to me. So welcome again, and thank you very much for coming. Thank you.